with us to kind of help de-stress, and I think after what happened late last night, we all need a little little less stress in our lives. Sean Mozell is a hypnotist at the Wilmette Hypnosis and Stop Smoking Center. And Sean, every time we have you on, we get a ton of feedback from people who say you should have this guy on every day. And then we hear from folks who say, a hypnotist? What? That makes no sense. What are you doing? But you must get that reaction sometimes when you talk about hypnosis, don't you? People think of some guy in a circus with a stopwatch on a chain, don't they?
They sure do, Bob. But it's kind of funny because all it is learning how to relax and reprogram the subconscious mind on purpose. It's a pretty simple, no offense to the hypnotist, it's a pretty simple thing to show and teach people how to reprogram themselves.
Now, you base what you do on many years of scientific research, don't you?
It's over 75 years. I studied with Jose Silva out of Laredo, Texas, and psycho-orientology, the study of prayer. How come people can manifest? How come some people are luckier? How come some people can enjoy what they do? How come some people have their bills paid? It's all about...
It's hard to think that hypnosis can help with your bills.
Well,
it's a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
No, not at all, because it's a pure subconscious. 98% of your life is a habit, subconscious habit. And by learning how to change the way you think and feel, you can change your whole life.
Can you... You know, we hear a lot about cortisol levels and serotonin and these things in our body that influence stress. Can what you do actually change the way those things are produced or not produced in your body?
Instantly. A single thought is what changes the way you are. A single thought, every thought you have creates an instant biological response in your body. And this is not about PMA, positive mental thinking. This is about changing your, rewiring your brain with simple thinking, words, the words you dwell on.
And as far as being a little more productive at work, being more creative, and maybe stopping bad habits like smoking, how long does it take for you to work your magic on someone and then they experience a whole big life change?
An hour and a half to 2 hours, a person will walk out of the office completely free of cravings and withdrawals. It's the reprogramming of the subconscious. We teach them, we help them get into a relaxed state, and then the feeling, they change the feeling, and they change their subconscious blueprint. Everything is a subconscious habit. And when you change your thinking minutely, and you accept suggestions, and you change the feeling, and you're changing your subconscious, and that's why it works permanently, and that's why it works instantly.
We're going to take a break here, and then I'm going to ask you to give us a little demonstration of what you do. And is there any way someone stuck in traffic right now hearing this would be able to actually experience relaxation and a lack of the stress they're feeling right now, maybe in a traffic jam?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, just start breathing from your belly. Push the belly. Push your belly out against your seatbelt. Hold it for a few seconds and exhale and do it again a few times. The lower abdomen breathing will instantly change your cortisol. It'll produce serotonin, that's the Prozac, and it's going to produce chemicals to help you relax.
Speaking of the road, the rush hour traffic is back, isn't it? And there's a new study about traffic jams being a perfect storm for heart disease risk. Listen to this. Simply sitting in traffic can increase the chance of a heart attack in people already at risk. Traffic hurts the heart in three ways. First, a traffic jam raises your stress level, your body's inflammation levels, and your blood pressure. Second, more time behind the wheel means more time being sedentary. One study found that individuals with a 30-mile round-trip commute were more likely to be obese and have a larger waist. Both issues are linked to heart disease. According to another study, men who report spending 10 or more hours a week in a car had an 82% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. So maybe that's something we can help you with right now. Sean Mozell is a hypnotist at the Wilmet Hypnosis and Stop Smoking Center. So, Sean, is the idea here to lower the cortisol levels and raise the serotonin levels? Is that it? Cortisol is bad, serotonin is good. Do I have that right?
You have it correct. And the ability to relax. So before you get out of bed would be a great time. That's where you're already, when you're waking up, you're at a very programmable state. And in fact, the first 17 seconds of what you think, whether you say it out loud or just think it, is equivalent to about a 24 hours period. So how about just starting the day with, wow, this is a great day. This is going to work out. Things work out for me. I've got this. In fact, every day in every way, I'm getting a little bit better and better and better. And just simply changing the thinking when you wake up will lower that cortisol instantly. But it's going to also program the part of the brain that is programmed by words. And by using words, good feeling thought words, you're going to allow that brain to relax. So utilize that magical moment, that first 17 seconds. I've got this. Every day and every way, I'm getting a tiny little bit better and better and better. This is going to be a great day. And jump out of bed.
I remember you saying that not only is that important first thing in the morning, but last thing before you go to sleep, if you are thinking positive thoughts or maybe you're watching a comedy on television, that sets you up as well, doesn't it?
Yes, but you want to make sure when you fall asleep, the programming, remember, 98% of your whole life is subconscious. So if you can have a feeling of what you're grateful for as you're falling asleep, you see, if you're thinking about fear, worry, or what you're lacking, or what you don't have, or what you are missing, you're going to have more missing and more lack. So very important to get the feeling that you want to create. So what are you appreciative of? It can be your pillow. It can be your mate. It can be what you are. What are you appreciative of?
Surviving a tornado. How about that?
That's a good one. That's a really good one. But it's small or big, just take that time, cherish it, guard that for last 5 minutes. What you think, what you feel, the subconscious, what you feel ferments all night in the subconscious. And so make sure you feel what is good. What are you appreciative of? And just by doing that, you're producing serotonin. You're also producing anti-inflammatory and anti-pain chemicals. So what are you appreciative of? Guard that moment and relish it and feel the appreciation.
Your brain is some kind of computer, isn't it?
It's amazing. Every single thought creates a current, and every current creates an instant biological response in the body. So by being appreciative, you're in a special state. And by being appreciative, this is the state that will allow you to enjoy and produce well-being chemicals in your brain.
Show us in about 2 minutes what you can do with hypnosis. And if you are stuck in traffic right now or stressed out in any way, pay attention, because hopefully this will help you too. So give us a quick demonstration,
okay,
Sean.
Okay, quickly for the people in the car right now, just blow that lower belly out. Just blow it out as you inhale. Blow the belly out, blow the belly out, blow the belly out, hold it. Hold it for a couple seconds, even 3, 4, 5. Now exhale and press your belly in as you're exhaling. And remember, it's all about the breathing in the abdomen when you're driving. But also, it's your self-talk. What are you saying? You see, a lot of this cortisol comes from the self-talk. I'm running late. Oh, my God, I got to do this and do that. Watch your self-talk. I've got this. Things work out for me. And think good feeling thoughts on a consistent basis. I know it sounds simple, but really watch your self-talk. Your self-talk determines how you feel. And when you have feelings of good thoughts, you're producing chemicals that are automatically going to allow you to de-stress and lower comfort. In fact, just simply a good feeling thought, like simply changing the pain word, taking that word out of your vocabulary and change it to discomfort, that simple no longer using the P word and calling it discomfort, your comfort levels will rise instantly. So guard your thoughts. So let's do this now. Relax your toes, but also relax the grip on the steering wheel.
All right, I'm doing that too. I'm relaxing the grip on the microphone, though. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Now take a deep breath. Relax. Relax your toes. In fact, feel what part of your spine is touching the chair. Pay attention. Of course you are. But relax. Take another nice deep breath. I've got this. You could also always play some wonderful classical music. But right now, take a wonderful another deep breath. Relax your hands. Relax your elbows. Relax your shoulders. In fact, instantly, just by relaxing your jaw muscles, you notice how you're breathing changes. So relax the jaw muscle. There you go. And notice how your breathing has already changed. And now allow another deep breath to go in and exhale and smile. And by the way, by breathing and smiling, things work out well because you're producing chemicals of well-being. So smile right now. Whether you feel like it or not, smile. Take another deep breath and relax your index fingers. In fact, at the count of three, relax your index fingers so much that they will not want to open or raise. You do not relax the index finger to the point where you won't feel like moving it. One, at the count of three, you won't feel like moving your index finger. Two, three, notice that you won't move your index finger because you don't want to move your index finger.
Well, but keep your hands on the steering wheel.
But how about you, it's the feeling. You won't feel like having that cigarette.
You know what? That smile, even if you don't feel like it, it does affect your whole body. It's so interesting, and I agree with everything you said except the classical music. We don't want anybody switching to WFMT right now.
Good point.
Sean Mozell, hypnotist at Wilmette Hypnosis and Stop Smoking Center. Always interesting. Thanks for coming in, Sean.
Thanks, Rob.